The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
I think I'll just get hypocrite tattooed across my forehead and be done with it. So wrote Esther McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Examiner, when talking about how she polices her children's screen time. And I suspect many parents are in the exact same boat as you, Esther. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Ciara.
This is off the back of you saying you spent 9 hours and 59 minutes, so basically 10 hours on a single app last week, I'm guessing Instagram. But 10 hours of your precious time, and I'm sure you have precious time because you have a job and you have a family and all of this, spent scrolling pictures of cats or whatever we all do on Instagram. We haven't a leg to stand on when it comes to our kids, really, do we?
It's way worse than that, Ciara. If it was Instagram, I might have actually learned something. It was WhatsApp.
Oh.
10 hours of my life last week on WhatsApp. Like, I actually was mortified. Like, this thing just popped up on my phone. You know, do you want to check your screen time from last week? And it's probably there every week, but I just had a big kind of palaver with the kids, you know, and I was putting 30-minute limits on them for TikTok and having a big talk about, you know, billionaires monetizing their time and don't let your phone train you. And then I looked and I'd like 61 notifications a day. I had 430 notifications on WhatsApp in 1 week and I'd opened it myself 90 times a day. So I haven't a leg to stand on.
I just looked at my last week on WhatsApp, 3.5 hours, which sounds like plenty to me as well. Daily average of 52 minutes I spend on WhatsApp.
Like, it's a lot when it adds up, isn't it? But you know what the thing is? Like, I'm so worried about the kids. It's my biggest worry with them is what they're doing online, how long they're spending on it. And I have this thing set up that if any inappropriate content is searched for, I get a little notification. And this thing came up on my 14-year-olds last week, the same week that I was, you know, 200 million hours on my phone. And it was like swingers. And I was like, oh my God, you know, it's okay that he's curious. And I was going to have this big talk with him. And it's okay if you're looking at, he was looking up golf. You know what I mean? I know. I was like, oh my God.
That would have been a very funny conversation if you started trying to talk to him about swingers and he was looking at you blankly, like, while he was thinking about Rory McIlroy on, like, you know, playing pitch and putt or whatever.
That's my business. Exactly. And so 80s.
So what do what do we do? Because you're no different. By the way, the reason I was only 3.5 hours last week was because I was probably on holidays and I had my phone put down much more than normal. But first of all, it does undermine our parenting that when we say, put down your phone, stop being on your phones, when we're on our own phones, it kind of does undermine us. And kids see through that very, very quickly. But second of all, it's an awful waste of our own lives, isn't it?
Such a waste. And you know what? I just, for curiosity's sake, I picked up the husband's phone just to see, you know, are we doing the same thing? And I opened up his WhatsApp besides the 10 blondes that were texting him. We'll talk about that another time. It was like he'd 113 unread messages in his WhatsApp, whereas I would never have an unread. So I was like breathing into a paper bag, you know, like think the thought of like, what if you missed something? What if there was a play date? He was just like, meh, you know. So I do think it's, and then I started looking, what do I actually use it on? And it is a lot of, say, the soccer, you know, who can make training on Thursday, and then 12 people will put a thumbs up, but you know, that counts as a notification. So it's not,
and
like,
do you look at every time you get a thumbs up notification?
Yeah, I do. It's completely trained me, though. I'm afraid I'll miss something.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the kids will miss something.
Tune in about an hour's time to The Hard Shoulder, because we're going to have Professor Brendan Kelly on talking to us about why some people are okay with unread texts and unread emails, and some people, like your good self, cannot cope at all. Because some people have loads of them, like your husband and me, but other people just cannot live with it at all. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. Has it inspired you to make any changes?
No, it has. I've really, really not. And again, I was like, no phones in the bedroom. That's a big like rule in our house there. Since they ever got a device, it was never allowed in the bedroom. And I'm literally plugging it in next to my pillow as I'm saying to them. So I'm leaving it outside my bedroom, which is actually making a big difference. And I know everyone says, and I know it's supposed to be so easy, but I'm like, oh, I'll just do that email before I go to sleep. So it is hard for me to do, but I'm doing it. And I've turned off notifications, you know, the way, so it's not dinging for any of the sports ones. So I'm leaving them go. So, you know, I'm kind of trying to curate it a bit.
When you say the sports ones, do you
it.
Mean the group, the WhatsApp groups, or do you mean like sports news or
well,
something? No.
know the WhatsApp groups of all the sports, the 10 billion sports that they're doing, that, oh, we're changing training to this pitch instead of the other pitch. So it doesn't ding. I will still see them, but it doesn't make my brain go, oh, it dinged. I have to look at it.
You know what you can also do?
I hold my hands up.
I've gone a lot further than you in WhatsApp groups. Mm-hmm. Anybody who I'm in a WhatsApp group with, cover your ears now. I just mute them all. So not only, like, I was away for a week, so I muted the work WhatsApp.
Sorry,
guys.
Cold.
But no, but I don't want to be on holidays and hearing what's coming up on the hard shoulder. You know what I mean? But I muted all the school ones always, and I only looked at them when I had to because something was coming up and I needed to know where I needed to be. I couldn't bear the thumbs ups.
Yeah, I think I FOMO though. I have to hold my head up. I think it's a personality thing as well, that I'm terrified I'll miss out on the very funny, you know,
to learn, and I've learned it from Jess Kelly, our Tech Talk, News Talk's tech correspondent, JOMO, the joy of missing out. It is actually quite a joyful thing when you...
I'll try it.
Yes, and frame it that way in your head. It's the joy of not getting involved in.
But most of them is the kids' stuff. It's actually not mine. Even if I could say I'm having a fabulous little cocktail meeting on Saturday night, it's not. My life is so boring. But it's all the kids' stuff.
But do you need, like, once you know what you're doing for training, do you need to know what everyone else is doing for training?
No, but I don't know how to avoid like that. Now I muted them. That's what I meant to say when I said I've turned off the notifications. So I am doing that. I am trying to pick it up less, like actually putting it into my bag, or when I'm in a room, putting it on another side of the room, you know, just physical little things, which I've done a million features on it. Like I know what I should be doing, but I still seem to be just completely under the thrall of my phone, and it's driving me mad, and it's making me a big hypocrite to my kids. So now I really am going to try for the summer especially.
Have the kids noticed that mommy is on her, telling them to get off the phone, but mommy's on her phone all the time?
Oh, 1,000,000%. They're like side-eyeing me and taking no notice. Like I haven't a leg to stand on, you know what I mean? I'm going on, and as I say, I've all these apps on their stuff going, yeah, you can't, you know, 30 minutes on their TikTok switches off, you know, there's study time on it, there's all these kind of magic routines on their own phones. Have I it on my own? No, I don't. So, you know, I do have to step up and practice what I preach a little bit. But I'm still the mammy, I'm still in charge.
Well, of course you are. Keep telling yourself that, Esther. Someone has texted to say, my 11-year-old daughter police my phone use, and she has done so since she was 6 with her own little makeup rule, which is no phone with Aoife. I guess she's Aoife, and it works brilliantly. Nothing like being made feel guilty by your own kids. So I guess that's somebody saying, Mom, when you're with me, or Mammy, when you're with me, put down your phone.
I cannot find anything wrong with that. That's a great idea.
Would it guilt you enough to change your ways?
It would. No, I do feel, I really was horrified, Kira, when I saw it. I was like, how can I be? And I keep, you know, all this big talk to them about you're being sucked in and you're so weak-willed, you know. And then I look at my own and
Esther, I don't think you're weak-willed. I think je suis Esther. I think you're all of us. And I think we're the exact same with our phones as we are with drink. We tell our young people, don't drink, don't go out, but watch yourself. And then we all drink too much, and we tell our children to get off the phone, and then we're all on our phones too much. It's do what I say, don't do what I do. And I think you're just being honest about it. But look, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it.
I feel a bit better actually, Kira. Thanks, now that I've aired my, shortcomings.
I think you are every woman, but thank you for that. And that is Esther McCarthy, their columnist with the Irish Examiner. I'd love to know. I very much doubt Esther's on her own in this at all.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.